our guy Odell. I saw you light up when he was available. Tell me a little bit about him and what it was like when you drafted him.
Well, I thought Chris, you know, Chris was going to try to take him early, and I knew Chris wanted him. You know, after we got the quarterback situated, I went right there, right in for Odell Beckham Jr., man. And it was, you know, it was almost – it was. So I worked out with him last offseason. We worked out in Arizona together, and I got some work in with him, and we kind of built the relationship there. And then when I drafted him, he was so happy, walked up like, yeah, you got me. I said, yeah, babe, I told you I was coming to get you. I was coming to get you. It's amazing. These guys are such, they're all great athletes. But, boy, it matters. Even in that draft, the way you draft them, they're like, come on, Michael, the whole day. You got to draft me early. Leave me back in this back room. But man, it was real fun. Yeah, we're blessed to get Odell. Now, let me tell you why. You got to know, this is his first year. Guys like that, I remember my first year coming over here. You know, they're not coming to play. They have to prove to everybody that they belong here right now. So he'll be playing hard. We may see another one of those. You know what I mean? He'll be playing hard. I like that.
Tell me, you had it, as they say. Tell me the it factor, why Odell has it.
Man, he has that thing that people will come and pay for. You want to see him play, and you know if you just hold on, something spectacular is coming. And it's amazing because I watching him warm up all year, and I remember, you know, I said, look at OD. I mean, stop showing off, man. Stop showing off with all these one-hand catches. You know you're never going to do that in a game. And he did. It was amazing to see that. So I'm expecting, man. What an upside that kid has. What an upside. And the greatest part of it, man, he's so physically gifted, but his greatest asset is his love for what he does. It's not about his physical gifts. It's about the heart, his love for what he does. That's how you get that great.
And lastly, what do you think to now he's a rookie, to make this a long, illustrious career, what's your advice to him to, you know, keep this going?
Well, you know, you have to tell him, and I watched him this offseason, hey, man, Keep working. You don't have to say that to him. You don't have to say it. This man has a desire to be one of the best to ever play in this game. And I'll tell him to feed on that. You feed on that. Every day you walk on the field, you remind yourself why you are here. And it's to be one of the best to ever play this game. You keep that attitude, you'll end up right where you want to be.